Before I'm going to start from the bottom of Lama Days, Lama Days, the last few lines of the Gemara we did last week, the Gemara Rosh at the end. And they're based really on the first Mishnah and the second Parak in Chul. The first Mishnah and the Parak in the second Parak in Chul, and we'll read the parts of it which are relevant to us. When one shechts, right, so there are two simonim in Shechita, the windpipe and the esophagus, and by an oath, it suffices to shecht either one of them, and in a behemo, you have to shecht both. So if you do that, a shechitos of shechit. Then the Mishnah continues, v'rubo shel echad kamo. And if you cut rov of any siman, means you don't have to cut it 100% away. If you cut it 50.001, once you reach rov, it's kosher. At the end of the Mishnah has a statement which seems to be redundant. Rov echad ba'if. If you cut the majority of one by an oath, rov shnayim ba'behema, the majority of both of them by behema, shkitosuk shere. So this seems to be redundant with what the Mishnah said at the beginning, v'rubo shel echad kamo. So why do we need this summation? Well, if you cut rove of one of them by an oif and rove of both of them by a behemoth, it's kosher. We already said you have to shecht one by an animal, one by an oif, two by a behemoth, and rubo shel echad kamo. As long as you shecht rove of any one, that's of each one that you have to shecht, that suffices. So the Mishnah appears to be, the summation of the Mishnah appears to be redundant. And that's where Rish Lakish began, with that question. Okay, four lines from the bottom of the page. Or five lines. Omar Ula, at the very end of the first white line. Omar Ula, Barov Shnai, that the Kayan, Godel, has to shecht most of both simonim of the animal, most of the esophagus and most of the windpipe. Chen Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Barov Shnai, it has to be most of both. But if Rish Lakish Sovar, and Rish Lakish similarly holds, the Mishnah begins at the beginning of the Mishnah Chula, and the second line of the Mishnah says, Roivav, any simon is fine. It means it's a sufficient cutting of that simon. Lono Shanino, then why do we have the summation at the end of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, the Fisha Shanino, Avilo as a Tomet, that they brought the Talmud on Yom Kippur, Korzo, and they did the Shechita Merach Acha Shechita Yodo, and someone else expanded the Shechita as an essay, adjunct to what the Kohen Gadol did. The Kibbel as Adam, when the Kohen Gadol was Mekabel Adam Bezorko, when he throws the Adam on the Mizbeach. Yochol Omeirak Yehei Posel, that I might have thought that if you did not do the Meirak, it's Posel. So apparently that's what the Mishnah is suggesting at this point, that's what it said. Roiv Echad is enough that you only need Roiv. It's Loi Meirak, Yehei Posim, Yochol Lo Meirak, Yehei Posim. And Kein Hav Yolei Avoida Ba'ach. And the Avoida is being done by someone else. If no one else is supposed to do the Avoida, only the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, he says, that there should be a psul de rabbanon, but the rice it's fine. So actually, the Gemara spells it out a little bit more in Chulin. That one part of the Mishnah is the Chul, and one part of the Mishnah is the Kotcha. And therefore, this part of the Mishnah, Rav Echad, that you're reading, is to tell me that by Kotcha this also suffices. You might have thought that by Kotcha, since the issue of Kotcha is to be able to take the dam out by a Chulindic animal, the issue is to shech the animal. That's it. It's not a question of the removal of the dam. So rov suffices a shechita, but maybe since here we have to remove the dam, we're going to be more machmer by kachim, and insist that he cut all the way, that rov doesn't suffice. So the latter part of the Mishnah, the summation, is to tell me a Chiddush and Kotchim, that even by Kotchim, it suffices right. So that is the deal that Rosh Lakish made in that Mishnah. The Kach Shaninu, Roy Vechad Boivro, Shnaim and Behemo. The Gemara says, we can be Achad or Hilo Psula de Rabbanon Lecho. If there's no Psula de Rabbanon, so there's no issue altogether, and leaving it the way it is, normally the Meirach, the that what do you need the Meirach for? In other words, we're saying that even if you just did Rove and didn't complete the Shkita, the last Chelek of the Siman, it's still kosher. So then what do we do it all together for? If we needed it for Kashrus, so Mamela, we do it. But since we don't need it for Kashrus, why should we be doing it? That's the Shaila. So the Mara answers, Mitzvah Lamare, there is a mitzvah to do so. We'll see why in a moment. It's sort of a little bit funny. And when it's, why do we do it? It's a mitzvah. But the question is, what's the mitzvah? So let's see Rashi until now. Let's go back on Omer Beis, right next to where the Gilui on Hashas is. The words Gilui on Hashas, Barov Shnai, Hech Shushchita B'Tzimtzim. In other words, this is the minimum amount that you need to make a kosher shechita, exactly, he'd write. B'chem yachas shushanina b'shechita schule. At the beginning of the Mishnah, it says, Rubo shalecha kamo, b'meil shanina roiv shnayim kishnayim. If you have, obviously, if rov suffices for each simon, so if you have rov of two, so that's also sufficient. Lomo shanina b'tzido, in the same Mishnah, then rov echad b'ov for rov shnayim b'mahim is k'sher. The whole purpose of the shechit is to access the dam. Maybe in the ratio when it said in the beginning of the Mishnah Chulin, on the second line, the Rubo Shalechot suffices, that's Bechulin. But by Kochem, you have to cut it completely to extract the dam. So first tomorrow I wanted to suggest that it's Midrash Apostle. But if it's Midrash Apostle, then we're violating the dictum that the Kohen Gadol has to be the only one to do the Avodah. So we can't have another person, which is what we're having, have another person complete the Shechita. So then the Gemara suggests the Bomad Yimid Rabbonah, you have to do the Meirach. Yochel Yepasim Yimid Rabbonah. So therefore, and he should have to complete it, is the Kach Shaninu, therefore the Mishnah told me, Rav Echad Ba'ayv, Rav Shnayim, Rav Hema, that even with the Rabbanan there's no psul. Now, if there's no psul at all, so why do we have to complete it? Rashi on the top of the page. The Kach Shaninu Mishni Yisera, this extra summation of the Mishnah, B'chulin, the Chod B'chulin, the Chod B'kotchim. One is talking, the ratio of the Mishnah is talking B'chulin, and the same is talking B'kotchim. The Bomber of Shulman Lokish. That is what Rav Shulman Lokish said, L'fusha have to say the human Tanan Lok. It's coming to tell me a chiddush in the din of Yuma, the Shechita Schulen. Tanu, the Shechita Schulen. Shemam in a court, so the Hachav is Barov Shnayim. It's coming to tell me that a second person is, in fact, that's the reason a second person is allowed to assist him. Because you only need, even by Kochim, Roiv Echot. But here, especially in Yom Kippur, you would have thought that he should have to cut the whole, you should have to cut the whole thing. And therefore, this person is in fact contributing, then it would be possible at least with Rabbanah. So Mela is telling me that no, even on Yom Kippur Rov suffices. And Mela, the Kohen Gadol, can have an assistant. But normally, the mitzvah of Marek, the Lechitzi es Hadam Yofel, to remove the dam properly. The dam should properly be removed. So therefore, we want to get out the dam quickly. Apparently, so that the Kohen Gadol should proceed. He's in a big rush. As you see, it says, what do we say in the piyut of the Avodah Yom Kippur Rots? The Kohen Gadol had a run. There was a lot to do and to accomplish in this day. I mean, you stop to realize all the different Avodahs that he had to do, all the Karbonos that he had to bring. And then he had to go to change his clothes five times, do 10 Kiddushim and 5 Tfilas. There was a lot to do in this day. So we had to be on the move. So therefore, the Meiruk made sure at least, maybe that's why we were makbedafka on Yom Kippur. We don't find it in other Kabbalists, even though other Kabbalists we also wanted done, but we didn't have mitzvah l'marek. Mitzvah l'marek we didn't have. We had no mitzvah l'marek because on Yom Kippur is a special Indian that we want the Kohen Gadol to move along quickly. That was the Gemara where we ended last week. Now the Gemara wants to, we're talking about the fact that the Kohen Gadol has to do the entire Avodah of Yom Kippur. What is the general Avodah of every day? And then we know, after the Korban Tomid, then we have the special things that are for Yom Kippur. The Karbonos and the Ketores and everything that goes inside the Heichal and the Kochi Kochi. But what's the regular day's work? What does he have to do on a regular day to Kohen Gadol? So, Abaye Misader Marocho, that means he organized the structure of the Avodis, Mishmei the Gemara. We're going to see what that means. Valibada Abashol, and this statement followed the sheet of Abashol in a certain machlok. Let's see Rashi now on the last of the wide lines at the top of the page. Abaye Misader Marocho Mishmei the Gemara. Mono Seder Avodis Shekol Yom B'Yom. He laid out, and we have that, in fact, it's in the Siddur. This piece, Abaye Havim Masada Seder Marocha, Alibad Avashol, is in the Siddur, in our Siddur. And what does Mishmei de Gemara mean? A very odd statement. Mishmei de Gemara means the Kuli Yeshiva de Rabbonon de Bei Medrosha. Means this was agreed to by all the Rabbonon of the Yeshiva that this was the Maseris, that this is an accurate Maseris. Because there's a machloikus which we're going to go into. He saw it earlier in the Masechta, much earlier in Daf Yudalad. Domer Perakama, Thomas Kolaneiros, Koidmus Liktaris. We find that the neighbors were split into five and two. First it was Atova. Atova, as I mentioned previously, according to most Rishonim, Atova means when they cleaned out the menorah. But as you know, after you burn Chanukah, what happens when you come the next night? So you have the dregs that are left from yesterday. You have the burned wicks, the pieces that are burned wicks, maybe some of the oil or whatever, the pieces of wick in it. So you have to clean that away, and then you start again from scratch. So the menorah also had this problem. So in the morning, the Kohen came to do a Thomas Aneris. So the Rambam, we know, has a different shita. Besides the cleaning of the menorah, apparently according to the Rambam, there was also the rekindling of the menorah, which we don't really know what the Rambam, what the source of the Rambam for this is. It's a very weak sheet of the Rambam and Atovas Aneiros. But the simple shot of Atovas Aneiros, which is almost universal in Yerushalayim, is it means to clean the menorah. Now the menorah was cleaned in two stages. They first cleaned five layers, and then they cleaned two more layers. And the question was, the final two neiros, at what point in the Avodah they were cleared? So according to Abishol, that even the final two were cleaned before the Keteris was brought. But the Rabbanon that dispute Abishol hold that the Atobas and Neiros, the last two, were done after the Keteris. So that's what it says, this brisa, this statement of the order of the service in the Beis HaMikdash, this goes according to the school of thought of Abishol, that all seven of the Neiros, albeit in two groups, were cleaned before the Keteris was actually born. So let's take a look at what's already in the Braisa. Marocha Gedoyla Kodemis, the Marocha Shniya Shavtaris. The great wood pile preceded the small wood pile. So Rashi explains what is the great wood pile and what is the small wood pile. So Marocha Gedoyla Rashi says, Sholeh Yaktiru Ko Akitoris Akhtoris. That's where all the Karbonos are burned, is on the great wood pile. That's called the Marocha Gedoyla. What is the Marocha Kitano? Kodemes, Rashi says, Kodemes the Seder Lifnei Hamarocha Shnei. It goes in order, it precedes the second Marocha, Sha'isim Bekeren Marobas Dremis, which was made in the southwest corner, Moshech Menakeren Dalet Amos Letzat Sofer, not actually at the southwest corner itself, but pushed four Amis into the Mizbeach toward the north, to the Snam of Mesech the Tomid, and that was Shavu Torah. Now, one second, let's ask ourselves a simple question. Where did they burn the Torah, Sir Moshe? Where was the Torah burned? On the Mizbeach HaChitzon or the Mizbeach HaZov? The Mizbeach HaZov. So what does it mean over here that this was Shalki Torah? Sharashi explains. Shemimera Chaisen Techolim. From here they dug out coals. Lahachnis L'Mizbeach. They shoveled out coals to bring to the Mizbeach Pnimi, to bring to the inner Mizbeach, to the Mizbeach HaZov, from this sector. Shachris V'Arvis, in the morning and the night. The Hakter allowed the Torah's Tomid to bring the ongoing Tomid that every report every day, Pras Shach was a Pras Ben Abay, and part at night and part in the morning. Part in the morning and part at night. So from this special little pyre in the, upon one of the corners of the Mizbeach, one of the near the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, that's where they used to light a small pyre, and from there the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen took coals with a shovel, and he brought them into the Heichal and put them on the Mizbeach HaZov to be able to, and that's with what he burned the Keteris. So that's what we're referring to as the Maroch Ketana, the small pyre. Maroch Shnia Shal Keteris, the small pyre which was used for the Keteris, Kodemus L'Sidu Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. Now we've seen already, we've learned enough of Yuma that we know that on top of the wood ball, they used to put two cross beams. Teshtei Gizrei Eitzim. And so that was the final step in setting, that was the step in setting up the wood, is the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim. And that's Koidim Ledishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. And that takes place before they cleanse the Mizbeach. Which Mizbeach? The inner Mizbeach. Meaning the Mizbeach HaZov also had to be cleansed. The Burnt Keteris there. So in the morning, they had to begin the day at some point and cleanse all the ash which was left from yesterday's Keteris for the new day's Keteris. With Dishon HaMizbeach HaPnimi and cleansing the ash of the inner Mizbeach, it's Koidim LaTobas Chomesh Neiros. That takes place before the cleansing of the first five of the Neiros. So that means the Kohen entered and he did the Keteris, and then he stayed inside the Heichal, and he went to the Menorah, and he cleansed the Menorah. But Thomas Chomesh Neiros, Koidim Adam HaTomid. Now, this didn't all have to be done by the same Kohen. The Kohen had it, may also light the Menorah. And there's no halacha that this, on Yom Kippur is a halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avodas. We'll see in Tosis, the last Tosis on Lamed Beis, on the Beis, exactly what that halacha is. Tosis is problem. But here it did not have to be done by the same Kohen, and it did not have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. A regular Kohen could also light the Menorah. So first they cleanse the Menorah, and then gets Koidim L'Dam HaTomid. After that, they first sacrificed the Dam, they brought the Dam of the Tomid to the Mizbeach. Now we already dealt with the fact. So then they brought the Dam of the Tomid, Koidim L'Dam HaTomid. So they had to bring the dam of the Tomid to the Mizbeach. The dam of Tomid, Kodim LaTobah Shtei Neiros. And then the final two Neiros were made. So then to complete the seven, then it went back into the Heichal. Now Rashi tells us, this is funny. In this statement of Abaya, it talks about the Kodim LaDam HaTomid. Why? What happened to the Shechita? The Dam seems to refer to the Avodas Adam. Where's the Shechita in all of this? So Rashi explains, let's go back to Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. You see the Shech Zirim, Shemesagrin al Maroch HaGedolah, that you put on top of the big pyre. The Kulei Time of Mepharash L'Kamei, and the Gemara is going to explain the source for all of this in the unfolding of our Eichel. Now, Rashi says in the word of the Dam HaTomid, what does Dam HaTomid mean? Dam HaTomid is B'Shkito U'Zrika. It means all the Avodas Adam, meaning starting from the Shkito, the Kabbalah Adam, receiving the Dam in a Klishoris receptacle, then the halacha bringing the dam from there to the mizbeach, and finally the zrikas of dam splashing the dam onto the mizbeach itself. So when it says the keteris was before the dam atomid, it means everything about the tomid, the shchitas atomid, the kabbalas dam of the tomid, the halacha of the dam atomid, and finally the zrikas atomid. So all of this is included in kodesh and dam atomid. This is the shita of Abishol, that, as we'll see, just need one more line for a moment. And this is before the Keteris. This is before the Keteris was actually brought. So here we have, right, when was the Keteris being brought? So this is the Keteris of the, which Keteris we're talking about, Rabbi Yisai? Right. Kodim Keteris, Keteris Kodim Levorim. So there was still, we didn't get to, right, so far, see the Shnei Gizrei, he's listening to the Echabri, he's listening to the Echabri, Kodim Latobas, Kodim Latobas,
this is the regular Keteris of the morning.
Right? This is the Keteris that would bring at the beginning of the day.
Every day.
Right? Every day. So that's it. After, by that time, he brought the Keteris, he finished all the seven Neiris already. And that's the sheet of Abishol, that these final two Neiris preceded the Keteris. Keteris played the Levorim. And the Keteris is before Levorim. Let's go to Rashi. Keteres shal mizbeach apnimi. The Keteres is brought in the mizbeach apnimi, and that's kedemis leivorim. That's before the leivorim. After the leivorim, tomer on mizbeach chitzim. Where he has to take the limbs, and we bring up, as we learned earlier in this mesecta, bring the limbs up to the mizbeach, and finally place them on the marach gedolah to be consumed by the fire. So this is preceded, though, that's the barik Keteres. Keteres comes before this. Let's go back to the Braisa. You know, the statement, Vevorim Lemincha. Right, the Korban had, if we look, when we start reading the Torah on Rosh Chodesh, Tzavetz V'Yisrov, Amartos Korban, Ilach Midishai. So in that parsha, we find that there are two things. There's a Korban Mincha, meaning a flower offering, which was brought on the Mizbeach together with the Korban Oilo, and then Viniskor of Yisahin, and then there was a wine libation. The wine was poured on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara tells us the Yevorim preceded the Mincha. Only after the Yevorim were placed upon the Mizbeach did they bring the Mincha. O Mincha lechavita. The Mincha was before the Chavita. Right? The Kohen Gadol had to bring from the Chavita every day. Was the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol was the Chavita. And the Mincha preceded the Chavita. The Chavitim l'nesochem. And the Chavitim preceded the Nesochem. Means the wine libation, the pouring of the wine on the Mizbeach. Let's see Rashi to here. The Mincha, there's an extra word in this Rashi, which is Minchas Nisko Yishotomet, means the Mincha, in a sense, Nisko was sort of an odd word, but it means, I guess, the accompaniment of the Tomet. And the Bach erases the next word, the Chsiva Sirish Ta'if was Soilus LeMincha. It's Soilus LeMincha. So that is a soilus, is a mincha that's together with it. Then we read what came after that. Evorim mincha, mincha lachavitim, lachavitim mirasochim, mirasochim, lenesech, lenesech, yaino shot, yaino shotom. Like the Pasha says, viniskor of yisahin, like a mesayacha. That he had a porter of yis of wine, that was the nesech. So that nesech came after the chavitim. Ubozichen, the Tomet Shomein Arbayim, right? Bozichen has a certain amount, whatever, levain, a certain spice in it. That's also, like, it's part of, really part of the Mincha process. Ubozichen, the Tomet Shomein Arbayim, that's before the Tomet Shomein Arbayim. Now, Shenemar, and this is a widely, I want to point this out, this is widely misconstrued, and it's something that my Shmer, Zeichet Tzadik LeBrocha, taught me many years ago. We said the drasha is well known, but how Rashi interprets it and what it means is not well known. It says v'hikter aleh chelvei hashlamim, right? Aleh hashlam kol hakamonos kula. on this you with or with this you shall complete all the korbanos. So here's where we learn the halacha that the final korban of the day is the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. So most of the world thinks if you tell them this drasha, that this pasuk is referring to the korban tamid shel ben arba'im, and that's how we know that aleh hashdim kol korbanos kulon. But Rashi says otherwise. It's not the pshat, and that doesn't fit in really into the drasha. It's not aleho hashlem kol korbanos kulon. It seems to say upon this or on this you shall complete all the korbanos. Not with this that this is the completion. So Rashi says, let's go to Rashi again. First, nisochen the musochen. On a regular day, we don't have musochen. So what day is Rashi referring to? In Shabbos, it comes out on Shabbos. So then we have musochen. Sheneva, v'hikter olei achel v'ashlom. Now what does Rashi normally say? V'dorash le'iloshen hashlomo, that you should complete. Aleho, what is the aleho? Subsequent to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, in that time frame, all relating back within sort of, that's open quotation, the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, after that, you shall complete all the Korbanos Hamura Barosh HaMikro. Tomit Shel Shachar, which is Ha'amura Barosh HaMikra, that was mentioned at the beginning. Shanema, V'orach Aleho Oilo, which is the Tomit, V'hikter Aleho Chav Yishlom Lahosa, V'hishlim Acharei Al-Kol HaKabonos. And subsequent to that, you have to complete all the Kabonos. But V'loy Al-Shena O'Shem Goshom Bein Arba, not after the one that they should be referenced back to be subsequent to the Korban Tomit Shel Bein Arba. So that must be the final korban. Means there can be nothing which is sort of referencing itself back to the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. All the korbanos have to be referencing themselves to the korban tamid shel shachar. So the aleha hashlem kol korbanos kulam rabbi Yisai. The drashin it means, it's true. It means that you can't bring any korban after the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. However, the drosha of Aleha, how do we arrive at the fact of the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arba'im, is by saying that the point of reference, at the point of departure, of all the Korbanos of the day has to be the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. There can't be any Korban which is referenced back, sort of coming on the heels of the Korban, on any other Korban other than the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. So Mameila means once you come to the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arba'im, so that's closed quotation. We've closed the era, the period, the epoch of the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. And now we're under the aegis of Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arba'im. So a Korban which is brought after that is referencing itself not back to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, it's to the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arba'im. And we said all the Korbanos have to be referenced to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. So the Aleha Hashlem Kola Korbanos Kulam is referring to the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. Mainly, you come to the fact that the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arba'im is the final Korban. This is, as I said, something which is not commonly understood. There's a lot of confusion about this. And once in a conversation with my Shwerzeh, Tzadik Bebrocha, like he pointed this out. So, as I said, as he enlightened me once upon a time, I'm sharing that enlightenment with you. Let's go back to the Braisa. I think we've completed it. Yes, okay. So Rabbi Yehava Masada say the Morocha is now completed. Omar Mar. The Omar Mar is always a statement when we refer to a Brisa, which was previously quoted. And now we're going back to that Brisa to break it up, parse it, part by part, and analyze each part. So we say Omar Mar. And I remember yet when I was Kita Ches in eighth grade, we had a master rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Alansky Zatzal, was a Nevarik, renowned Nevarik of Achanach in Poland. So he had a very unique translation of Omar Mar. He never translated Omar Mar as Mar said. Omar Mar, he used to say, is a state oibin. It has been previously mentioned, which is exactly really the point. It's a citation of something the Gemara has previously mentioned, and now we're going back to it analyze it, to parse it part by part, or part of it. So here is going to be actually part by part. It's Omama. Marocha Gedoyla Kodemus and Marocha Shmir Shapitaris. That the large pyre precedes the small pyre, which is used for the Keteris. No. What's the source for this? That, where do we derive the Marocha Gedoyla? It says, this is burning on the Mizbeach the whole night. This is the large fire. And then it says the fire of the Mizbeach should be kindled in this. What is this statement? After it says, what is Eisha Mizbeach Tukad Bo? This is the second pyre, the pyre of the keteris, the small pyre. The apoich ono. So how do we know that this is correct? Maybe the pasuk should be dashed in reverse. That the first one is the pyre of the keteris, and the second one is the pyre of the oilam. And as we'll see, the Gemara is going to introduce a svarasim, which is found also in other places in Shas, that the marocha shniya, the one for which we're going to take coals to burn the terrorists, the incense of the terrorists in the Heichal, since it's brought into the Heichal itself, it's brought in the Fnim, so that has a special chashivus, it has a greater kedusha to it. So therefore, since it has a greater kedusha, it would be logical we should do it first. That is, we'll see the svara. So, so that would be the svar. So now let's go back. So how does the Gemara know it's not true? The Mishnah is explaining. The Marocha Gedoyla, and this is also found elsewhere in Shas, and the Gemara with the Zohar has an advantage. What does Kaparosa means? It brings a great deal of forgiveness from the Rebbeinu Shemayim. What does it mean? Because most of the Karbonos, where do you bring most of the Karbonos, Rebbeinu Shemayim? Around the Mizbeach HaChitzim. Only, what's the only thing brought every day in the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaZohar is the Keteris.
The Keteris.
That the preponderance of the Tahara takes place from the Mizbeach HaChitzim. So therefore, the Marocha Gedoyla would have greater Cheshivas, and you would start as the Marocha Gedoyla, the Oila Moikta, Moikta is for Eisha Mizbeach. I guess the mashmos of Eisha Mizbeach, Tukado, seems to be smaller than Moikta, prior. And therefore, so the question is, which one is referred to first? The Eipach Ono, that maybe he Oila Moikta, Mizbeach, Kalalaila is referring to the Keteris, and then the Eish HaMizbeach Tukadbo was referring to the larger one, to the Marocha Gedoyla. How do you know which way to put it? So Mother said, the Stavra, Marocha Gedoyla Adif, the large pyre should be first. She think Kaparosa Marubas, I'm a Stavra, that's what's referred to first in the post. In other words, the Gemara feels both could fit into both aspects, even though Eish Tumbid maybe has a Mashmos a little bit, that it means something less than Moikto. But the Gemara is not disturbed by that. The Gemara says it could still mean the Marocha Gedoyla, the Marocha Gitanas first. The Gemara says it's not likely to put the Marocha Gedoyla first, because that is the, rather second, because that is the preponderance of the Kaporah comes from the Marocha Gedoyla. The Gemara says, Adrabba, I can argue to the contrary. Marocha Shni Adifa, that the second one, the smaller pyre has greater chashivas. She came nachnis in the men of the Fnim. That's the one that goes inside into the heichal, so it's used for a greater kedusha. So the Gemara answers, "Afilu hachi kaparosa maruba adifa." The Gemara says, "We're more impressed with the swar of kaparosa adifa is more significant than the fact that it has a spike in the kedusha that it goes into the flag of the name for the Marocha Tam." The Ibo is Emo. And the Gemara says there's another reason. And what is, and that is the following. What happens if they lit the Mizbeach? So the pyre for the Mizbeach Torahs was a small pyre. The one in the center of the Mizbeach, most of the Mizbeach, was the large pyre. A small pyre could burn itself out. You know, let's say it's a relatively windy conditions, etc. And it burned up quickly, and by the time it came, he couldn't get live coals on there anymore. It was burned out, that section. So the Gemara says, the Paranimiva simi lo mashka chaitzim amarok ha-shliyah. Or he won't find, there's another way, there's two ways to learn this. I presume it means that it could mean, which is not likely, I didn't translate it that way, that if he didn't find wood for his second pyre, but that seems odd that the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have wood. I thought it meant that if the means that if it had burned out at that point, I'm not sure, but either way, we can pshat, either it burned out or they didn't have enough wood. It's just saying I prefer the first pshat. So what would you do then? If you didn't have the Maroch HaGetana, for whatever the reason was, so how would you bring the Torahs? Then you would go to the Maroch HaGetana and take some of the coals from there. So therefore, the Maroch HaGetana has the mile that it's sometimes used for the Torahs to. So since it's also, it is used for the Gemara, so it can be used the flim. And it has Kaparosa Maruba Bechut, so certainly it is worthy of being first. Rashi Moikto, Loshen Maduras Eitzim, as a pyre. Then Rashi says, Bechain Tuka. Rashi learns, which is sort of implicit in the Gemara, that Tukat could also mean a Maduras Eitzim. Tukat, though, means a pile of wood. It doesn't mean just that it was burning in the first one, but it means another Maduras Eitzim. So Zuma Rochashni, Avalim Nechosh, Atei Al Mizbeach Achitzim. And what it's telling me is, where do you put this? We might have thought that we lit this fire on the Mizbeach Azov, because that's what we're going to use it for the Keteris. And it says, no, we light it where? On the Mizbeach Achitzim. And we show me Achniso, the Cholam Arapti. They take a shovel full of coals and bring them to the Mizbeach Azov, upon which to bring the Keteris. So Moses of Abraham, lahak the marechas of Keteris, that maybe the marechas of the Keteris goes first. Now, there's a whole confusion with the Gerus and Rashi, and we're going to follow the teaching of the Bach with this. The lafka sidura. And the Posik is not following the proper order, though, the hekta kolalai lakoi, that it's following this end of Rashi, as I said, is obscure. But what we come out is that he oila amot ala mizbeach kol alayla. So, and then it's mashma, which one was burning? I guess Rashi seems to say, which the person seems to be referring to that which burned the whole night. And yet he's telling me that the eish tomet tukadbo came first. So it seems a little bit out of order in this fashion, but nevertheless, maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara answered, Kaparosa Maruba, Shaldeo Maktirim Kolaktoros. All the Kabonas, other than the Ktoros, were burned on the Oilo, the Chattas, the Oshon, which are for Kapora, or Kabona, all the Kabonas for Kapora. Chutzman Ktoros is in Fnim Lehecha, was the only one that was in the Hecha. And further, Miniloma Ayo Nimtsisap on Doyle, Ruyel Fnim. That even the Maroch HaGedoyla is roi to be used inside the Heichal. So Hameila, you can't say that the one that the Yecholim from outside in the small pyre had more Groch Shivas because they were used in the Heichal. The Maroch HaGedoyla, the large pyre, also had the Maila that it could be used in the Heichal. So Hameila would be it would be hard pressed to push the Maroch HaKetana ahead of the Maroch HaGedoyla, when the Maroch HaGedoyla has Kaparosa Maruba, and it also has the fact that at times it is used, it's kosher to be used in the Mizbeach HaZov, and at times it is used in the Mizbeach HaZov. So therefore, the Gemara feels that it should come first in that case. I think I'm going to hold it at this point because the next step in the world is a very tricky step, and I don't want to have to try to explain it in 60 seconds because I will not succeed. And We'll have to start again with it next week. So we'll take it from that point next week.